Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest, we have Hidayah Hijazi, Snapchat extraordinaire, baby sister of Zane Hijazi, host of the Unfiltered Podcast, blossoming pastry chef, and member of the New York City Metro Railcard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. Everyone wants to know, what's it like filming an episode of Unfiltered?
I feel like it's always so easy. Like, it's always like... They always say, like, it's one of their easier ones to film because they feel comfortable and, like, we can just talk. And, like, I don't know. I never feel like – I feel like the cameras are not rolling. Like, I never really notice it. I never pay attention. And then, like, it's just, like, they'll be like, oh, we've, like, an hour and 30. And I'm like, oh, we've been talking for that long? Like, that's crazy. Like, it doesn't feel like that.
Do you come in with notes or anything?
I don't. Like, usually Zane will be like, if you have any stories or if you, like – if anything's, like, been going on, like, talk about it. Like, whatever, like, been going on. But, like – I usually just remember things while I'm there. And I'll be like, oh, well, this happened. Like, or if they're talking about something, like...
I mean, you're a great storyteller.
Am I? Thank you.
I think you are.
Thank you.
So you moved from Florida to pursue your career as a pastry chef?
I mean, yes and no. Like, I mostly wanted to just, like, change of scenery. Like, I was, like, at home for COVID and then, like, working the same job. Like, I felt kind of stuck in a pattern and I think I just wanted to, like, change things. And,
what
like,
were you doing there?
I was working at, like, a chocolate shop, Kilwin's,
ooh,
like, an ice cream chocolate shop
during the pandemic. Did you eat a lot?
I did. I gained a lot of weight in the beginning, and then, like, after my, I worked there for, like, 2.5 years. So, like, after my first year, I stopped eating stuff, and then I, like, lost a lot of weight, so thankfully. But, it was fun working there. Like, I enjoyed myself because I met a lot of good people there. Like, I have friends that I still talk to. Like, I have friends from there, so, like, I did enjoy myself, but, like, we were open the entire pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Which made zero sense to me because it's not a necessity.
What kind of Florida, where in Florida did you live? Like, what was the area?
I lived, like, in Broward County, but, like.
Broward County?
Yeah.
Every time I watch Cops, that's where they are.
No, because everything that happens in Florida is in Broward. Like, it's
what's
usually,
the most,
like, Broward.
What's the most Florida thing there?
Like, that I've seen there?
Yeah.
Like, that's seen it happen to me?
Yeah, I like, has an alligator walked into the.
Like, there's been alligators on the highway, yes, but I feel like the most Florida thing I've ever seen, in, like, with my own eyes, was I was turning onto, like, my street coming home from school, and it was, like, one of the few days I didn't have someone with me. Usually, like, Bree was with me, but, like, I was going home by myself, and I'm, like, turning, waiting to turn, and there was a bus coming, and, like, I waited because it was letting people off and, like, cars were coming, and then I noticed the woman, like, the bus leaves, and the woman just, like, walks out in the middle of the road, pulls up her dress, moves her underwear to the side, and just pees in the middle of the road. And I'm just standing there. I'm just like, no one's here with me. No one's going to believe me. Like, no one's seeing this. And then I just, like, turn onto my street. I'm just like, that was probably the most important thing I've ever seen.
That's so funny.
Because it was just like, she just didn't care.
Yeah.
She had a dress. She said,
So do you see a lot of that in New York City, though?
Yeah, it's more often.
I see it every day.
It's not like that's not like out of the blue there, because it's like everyone's always peeing or it smells like pee.
Did you always have that passion for cooking?
Yes, I always did like cooking. Like, my mom and dad are, my dad's big on cooking, and like my mom was always big on like having me help out. Like, from a very young age, like, she would be like, you're in charge of dessert, like, make the brownies for the dinner if people were coming over, or like, I would always help like set up things. So I was always like into the kitchen. And then in high school, I did all 4 years of, like, my elective was culinary. So, like, I was in that kitchen. Like, teachers knew that, like, she was in, like, teachers knew that I was in culinary. So, they would let me go, like, if we had, like, free period, or, like, they would just let me go so I'd bring them food.
Right.
So, like, they didn't care if I went. So, like, I was in culinary a lot. And, like, I did the competition at my senior year. So, I made dessert for that. We didn't win because I had to, like, there was two other kids. Someone was doing entree and appetizer, and I was doing dessert. And we all get, like, scored together. So it doesn't matter if, like, yours was good and theirs came out bad.
Did you like that competitive nature?
I did. I did enjoy that. It was really fun. But, like, we were kind of also, like, it's not, like, I couldn't imagine myself going on, like, Chopped or anything.
Oh, that's your next step.
I can't, because, like, I don't think I could come up with things, like, from what they're giving me. That was something we practiced. We had a plan. We had to, like, I was practicing it for months and, like, making sure it was perfect. I don't think I could go in there and just be, like, I wouldn't know what to do.
What would you say, like, is your best dish?
I feel like people really enjoy my brownies or, like, my tiramisu. Like, I make really good tiramisu. But I feel like it's not, like, it's not the traditional way. It's a little bit more, like, simpler. But it still comes out really nice. So, like, that's always been, like, I would give that for, like, Teacher Appreciation Week. I would always make things for, like, the teachers.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would make that, like, a little mini version for everyone.
It's so funny how that translated to your brother, too, because even at birthdays, he'll be making cake and brownies, and it comes out incredible.
Zane?
Yeah, really? And we're like, who made this? And, like, Zane. Like, no, okay, like, who really made it? And it's Zane.
Oh, I've never seen him make.
Yeah, he's done it twice. He made really? One really good one, I think, for Todd's birthday, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you moved to New York City, and you got a job at a restaurant there.
Yes. I went to school, and then, like, they have the end part of the program is to, like, go work in a kitchen for 3 months.
Did they set that up?
They kind of do. Like, they'll tell you what, like, based on your interest, what would be good for you, and, like, what school, what restaurants work with the program. And then, like, you can pick. And then you go interview and you do a trail. And they, like, will either offer you or they won't offer you a position based on, like, how they felt that one day was with you. And then I did, like, 3 or 4 restaurants. Like, I went and did an interview. I did a trail. And, like, I saw the place. Like, some of them I had to, like, actually work a shift. Some places just wanted me to come in and look and, like, do 1 or 2 things. And then I ended up, like, I got an offer, luckily, from all of them.
Oh, wow.
So I got to pick. Which was nice, and I feel like I did make a mistake.
Picking the wrong one.
Picking, I think I picked the wrong restaurant. Because I think I was told when I was on the trail, someone else was, like, trailing to be, like, a sous chef. Like,
are you saying trail or trial?
Trail.
Oh,
I'm
what's
sorry.
That?
Trail is, like, I know, I don't know why I said that, like, like, everyone just knows. Sorry. Trail is, like, so for, like, in the culinary world, like, you go and, like, you basically work a shift or they give you certain tasks to, like, complete, and they'll, like, see if you can, like, how your skills are, like, what you know, what they would have to teach you, like, see how far along you are. So, like, you go in and do that, and, like, even if I wasn't in school, I would still have to do a trail, like, because there was a guy there also doing one, but he was just trying to get a job for a sous chef, but he's been working in other restaurants. And I had spoken with him because we were both just standing there, and, like, they're kind of bringing us food. They let you try things on their menu. And, like, we're just standing there, and they're bringing food, and, like, we're kind of talking. And I'm just, like, and I mentioned the other restaurants I had, like, trailed at. And he was, like, giving his opinion. And I took his opinion, and I kind of put that in my head a little too much, maybe. Because he was, like, there are restaurants those, like, I don't know what the word is, like. They're, like, prominent spots in New York. Like, they're very popular. Like, you hear them on TV shows. Like, they're nice restaurants. But he was, like, they're a little old. They're, like, past their time. Like, this is a new, because this restaurant had only been open for 3 years, but they had a Michelin star.
Oh, wow.
It was a Michelin star restaurant. That's kind of why I was, like, that's amazing. Like, to have that on my resume, like, if I get it, like, I should do it.
How do you acquire a Michelin star?
I feel like it's, I don't know what the qualifications are, but I know it's, like, you have to have, like, reviewers come and, like...
Oh, so it's from a committee that
comes
in?
It's from a committee, yeah. They, like, there's a, from, like, a board for, like, culinary, like, they give it to you.
I should know all this stuff, because I'm a food person.
I know, I should know all this stuff, too, but I don't. Yeah. I don't know any of it, but, like, I know they had a Michelin star, so I was, like, and I kind of, that just, like, swayed my mind, and I probably shouldn't have, because after being there for the, like, I had to do, kind of, like, 3 months for the school to qualify, and then, like, they could offer you a position or they could, like, fire you.
Right.
But during those 3 months, I felt awful. They were probably the worst 3-4 months ever.
Is it as hectic as
it's as hectic and as draining as it seems?
Do you even, what do you do when you want to go home? You want to sleep?
Yeah, because I was working, I was doing production, so I was working in the morning. Like, the restaurant opened at 5. I was working 8 to 5.
That early?
Yeah. Yeah, I was working 8 to 5.
Prepping the food?
Prepping. So we prep for the night shift, and then there's only, like, one or a few pastry people on for the night, and then the rest of you go home, and they're just plating everything that's been made.
So it's a regular restaurant where they have regular food, and then you just did the desserts.
Yeah, we have, like, a whole dessert menu. So, like, it was, like, and there's, like, so many people, and the thing is, this restaurant had, like, a few different components, but, like, I was just talking to a few people there, and, like, they were just like, yeah, it's really soul-sucking, huh? And I'm like, oh, that's what I'm feeling. That's exactly what I'm feeling. Because the minute I heard that person say that, I was like, that's it.
Is it thankless?
It's, yes, and it's also that, like, he also, like, someone in the work that I was friends with said this to me. He was like, it's the best chefs from the worst kitchens. I mean, No. I'm sorry. The worst chefs from the best restaurants.
Oh.
So, like, they're the worst, but they were at the best restaurants, but they were the worst of the worst there.
Right.
They just don't have it in them. Like, no one cares. It's kind of just, like, there's, like, no motivation. Like, you just feel, like, dead. Like, you're just doing the same thing. Like, routine. Like, I'm just coming in. And, like, I would be, like, dead by the time I went home. That, like, because by the time I get home, it's, like, you don't finish at 5. Like, sometimes you finish later. And by the time you get home from the city, you get home at, like, 6:30.
Right.
And then you want to make yourself food, but you don't because you don't want to cook because you were just cooking all day. So you're like, I don't really care, but I need to eat. And then I would literally fall asleep on the couch because my friends would want to watch something. And I would, like, fall asleep on the couch just, like, dead in the middle because, like, I had no energy past 9 or 10 o'clock.
What's that work environment like? Is it pretty quiet? Are you being very, like, strict? Is it, like, yes, chef, no chef?
I mean, they were, like, yes, it's very, like, yes, chef, no chef. But, like, that's more so towards, like, service time, like, during the whole operating hours. But, like, in the morning, it's more, like, laid back. But, like, you have a lot of stuff to do. Like, we all had our own list for the day when you come in. You need to finish your list.
And is if it
you
5 days?
I started working 5 days. And then because of my program, I was allowed to get cut to 4 days because I couldn't. Like, I literally couldn't. It was killing me. I had never worked in a restaurant before. And I just threw myself in the middle of Wall Street in a Michelin star restaurant. And that was my fault.
That's crazy.
Like, that's awful. To, like, I had never worked in it. Like, I did not know what it was. And, like, it's New York, so it's, like, basements. You're walking up and down stairs, taking things up and down the stairs, like, heavy trays. Like, it's heavy.
You're doing that yourself?
Like, sometimes, yeah. Like, if you need to go down and get one thing for yourself, you ask. And then if other people say stuff, you're going to bring up a bunch of stuff. And, like, the freezers, most of the freezers are downstairs.
And so, it's hot, muggy down there?
No, it's not hot. It wasn't, like, ever, I didn't feel, like, too hot because, like, we have a back kitchen. The way the restaurant was, there was the front main kitchen was open to the restaurant. You could see.
Yeah.
Like, you can see the main kitchen. And then there's a back production kitchen where we were. So we never really cooked in the main kitchen. Like, we cook in the back. On, like, burners and, like there's, I don't know. It was a good experience. But, like, also, like, when it came to, like, they have, like, family meal. Like, you get to eat at the restaurant, like, in the middle of the shift for, like, your lunch. But it comes out of your check.
No matter what?
If you are eating.
Okay.
If you're eating, it comes out of your check. And it's kind of like they never had enough food that I could eat because of my restrictions with halal meat that, like, it wasn't filling enough that I could survive the shift. They put things in the meal like chicken, protein, things that will literally last you the 9-hour shift. But there was nothing substituted for me. But I'm like, having money taken out of my check.
Yeah.
And I'm like not eating much. So it just all didn't like, it was just like bad.
I always wanted to know. So you get there at 8 a.m. and you're prepping all of these pastries for the nighttime when they start opening. Mm-hmm. How do they have an idea of how much to make?
So we have a lot of the tables are, because it was like a nicer restaurant, it is reserved, but there are like,
are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown,
picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington red raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington red raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
They have, like, on the, so on your paper of your tasks for the day, like your checklist, it shows the covers for the night.
What does covers mean?
How many tables they're estimating. So you prep for that much.
Oh.
So depending on that number, they'll tell me, like, I was in charge of spinning ice cream. We spun ice cream and sorbet every day.
Fresh.
Fresh, every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we made according to that day.
Like, obviously, Fridays you make more than a Tuesday.
Yeah, Fridays, Saturdays, we make a lot more. We push a lot more out. But, like, based on the cover, you have to, like, guesstimate in your mind, like, how many pans will be enough for them to survive the night. And if I mess up, they don't have enough. And I've screwed them for the night. So that's what made me worried, because I'm like, I don't know, like, how much they need. Like, I don't know.
That's where you get the experience from other places.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, but they are really good. They were really good with training me and really good with, like, answering questions when it came to, like, because we make the sorbet syrup ahead of time. We make all of that, like, in preps. So you just literally pour it in the machine, you churn it out, and, like, you put it in the freezer. And it was, like, honestly, making the sorbet part was so much worse than, like, processing it through the machine. Like, that was honestly a fun part for me. I didn't mind doing that. But, like, making the sorbets was so annoying.
Do you still have a love for ice cream to eat it?
Yeah, yeah. I still love eating ice cream, but, like, it was more of the fact that, like, they they do one day of training with you. Well, they, like, walk you through everything, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's your list. If you ask questions, if you have questions, but, like, I don't know. It was just the way they were. Every kitchen's different, though. So,
is,
like,
it like
I've
Bear?
No. Like, yes and no. Yes,
is it like
no.
Hell's Kitchen?
It is like Bear. I think Bear was probably the most, like, accurate depiction of a culinary. Like, it is very accurate, but, like, you, like, none of the people in this kitchen had the love like the people on the Bear did. Like, if people had that love for cooking and wanted it to be great and wanted it to be the best, I probably would have felt more, like, energetic, motivated. Like, everyone came in miserable. Like, it was just, like,
why do you think chefs have egos?
I don't understand it. Like, I really don't understand it. And I've seen, like, because it's, like, the savory and the pastry side is so different.
There's a war?
It's not a war. It's more, like, savory chefs can't tell me to do anything. But, like, they wouldn't. They wouldn't tell me to do anything. But if they did, like, it would just be nice if I just, like, kind of did it. Because just, like, keep things peaceful and, like, but
out
they
of respect.
Technically, yeah, out of respect, because he is, like, still probably a chef, head chef. Like, I'll do it. But, like, they're really not going to talk to you and, like, give you orders. And so, like, they'll be super nice to you. they'll be super nice to you, and then you'll see them tear into someone on their team, and you're just like, I've literally been in the freezer, and there was, like, one of the, like, head chefs was in there, and he was, like, counting stuff for the night, because, like, my shift was till 5, but around 2, after 2 to, like, 3, that's when people start trickling in. More people start coming in for their PM shift, and, like, it starts getting hectic and more packed in the back, and, like, you're trying to make ice cream, and it's, like, not working. But, like, I was in the freezer, and one of the guys came in, and he was literally coming in to grab something for himself and was, like, looking around to see where it was. And the chef goes, what are you looking at? Like, why are you just standing there? And just, like, snaps on him. And I'm just like, what is your issue? Like, he's just coming in the freezer. Like, he was just, like, they're just, they do have their ego, and I don't understand what it's from. Like,
I don't get it either.
I don't, like, they don't save lives. Like, I kind of get a doctor ego. Like, you don't save anything. Like, what?
But
like,
doctors do it in a more, like, cooler way. When chefs have an ego, it's, like, more
they're like
abrasive.
Mean. They're more mean. They're just more, like, aggressive and, like.
Yeah.
I don't know where the arrogance comes from. Like, I really don't understand it. And I've only seen it in men.
Oh.
It's only a male thing in the, like, chef. Like, the women are so sweet. Like, because all the pastry chefs were, like, it was a team of women and, like, one guy on there. And, like, the head chef's the sweetest person. But, like, I don't understand why you guys are so mean.
Yeah.
I think it's just the, like, the men.
Interesting. Okay, you worked at a chocolate shop in Florida, and it was right next to a halfway house?
It was close to a halfway house, yes.
Were there any issues?
Sometimes, like, yes, because people would just come in, and you could tell, like, everyone's high. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, do whatever you want. Like, I'm not going to say anything. But, like, it was only a problem if, like, there was a night where I was the only one there.
Oh, you were the only girl closing?
One of the nights only because someone was on their way, but one of the girls walked out in the middle of her shift. Like, she threw a tantrum and then left in the middle of her shift.
Florida.
And, yeah. And, like, asked one of the other ladies to come. But mind you, the other lady is literally one of the oldest people on our teams. Like, she was, like, in her 60s. She lives across the street, but she has to walk. She doesn't have a car. So you're asking her to walk on her day off across the street to come cover you, which is already rude. She's going to come do it, though, but it's going to take her a while. She left already. The girl left me. And I'm like, whatever. That's fine. It was still, like, early-ish in the day where, like, it's not a problem if I'm by myself.
It was prepping you for New York.
Yeah. So I was just there, and then this guy, girl, and a little kid come in. Like, the girl's, like, the younger kid was, like, she looked like she was, like, 5, 6. And I could just smell, like, the weed on them. Like, when they walked in, like, I could just smell, like, it smelled really strong. And, but the thing is, the woman did not look like it was just weed. Like, I've seen people high.
Oh, she's tweaking.
She was, like, it wasn't normal. Like, unless you smoke that much and that's just how you are when you're high. But, like, it just seemed, like, more than weed. So, I was concerned. So, I did something that maybe I shouldn't have.
Broward PD?
No, I did not call anyone. Maybe I should have, but, like, the woman had, like, stepped out, and the guy seemed more chill than, like, her. Like, he didn't seem, like, as high. So I tried to ask him after she stepped out. I was like, are you guys, like, high right now? Because you have a whole kid with you, and I don't – that's not safe. And he was like, she's high, but I'm not. I swear. Like, I swear to you. I appreciate you asking me, but, like, I promise you she's the only one that's high. Like, he was trying to blame it on her. And, like, I don't know if he was lying. Maybe, maybe not. But, like – that was the only time I've ever interacted with people and, like, tried to, like, do something. But I was just like, I don't want to call if nothing's wrong. Like, I don't know. I don't want to make.
You and Zane both have such good hearts. It's crazy. You guys are really, like, nice people.
I feel like it's just, like, the way we were raised. Like, our parents, like, they just instilled, like, values of, like, you care about people around you. Like, it doesn't really matter who it is. Like.
How much of your childhood was with Zane?
He's how much older than me? He's, like, 8 years older than me. And then I think if he was, like, 8 when I was born, and then he lived at the house till, like, he was 12, I believe. I think he moved in with his mom after, like, 12 or 13. Like,
because y'all are half siblings.
We're half siblings, so, like, we share a dad, but different moms. So I think he moved with his mom at, like, 12 or 13. And then, like, he came on the weekend, so it was more, like, sporadic and, like, sometimes here and there.
Yeah. And you were always his baby sister.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys
I was always the younger. Yeah, so I always looked forward to when Zane came over on the weekend because I was like, because it was always just more fun. Like, he would stay up on the weekends and, like, he'd be up really early in the morning watching some horror movie on the couch. Like,
Saw.
Literally Saw. I'd walk out in the morning at like 8 a.m. and he's just there binging Saw. And I'm just like,
how old are you?
And I was like 5, 6, just sitting there. I was like, okay.
Oh,
I just
cool.
have to sit. No, I just have to sit there because they were all older than me. I'm the youngest. So, like, they controlled the TV.
Were they all men?
It was 3 boys, one, my other sister, and me.
Got it.
So, like, they still controlled the TV. So, like, it was anything I did not want to watch.
That's so funny.
It was literally everything I did not want to watch. It was.
He gifted you a car.
Yes, he did.
That was a big moment on YouTube.
Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code LIGHTWEIGHT. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and can take you to the mood that you're looking for. Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help get you in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And it ships discreetly to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations. Not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code LIGHTWEIGHT. So head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code LIGHTWEIGHT when you check out to save 20% off on your first order.
It was probably the best thing.
Did you really? You had no idea?
No, we were talking about it actually the other day because he was like, you knew, right? And I'm like, no, I actually did not know.
Yeah, he blindfolds you, brings you outside, takes you to a park.
He took me to the back of a parking lot. He had us in the back of a parking lot. And honestly, I don't know. I didn't think about it at all. Like, I did not think he was doing that. But he thought my reaction, because I was kind of just like staring and I'm just like, he thought my reaction was that I knew, but I'm like, that's just me. Like, I don't give that, like, screaming, like, oh, my God, like, I'm so excited. Like, I don't give that reaction. Like,
you were so funny.
That's not me.
You're like, I'm driving away. I'm never coming back.
Because, like, my mom had, like, she was dropping hints, like, earlier, like, a few months earlier. Kind
about
of, like,
a car?
Kind of. She was, like, I didn't realize it at the time. She was just, like, kind of giving me rules that, like, if I was to get my license.
If a car showed up one day.
No, because I hadn't even had my license yet. Because she was like, you're not going to get a license till you have a car because then you have to pay for the insurance. So she's like, don't do that yet. And then I was like, okay, that's fine. And then one day we were just in the car and she was like, when you get your license, like, she was giving me kind of rules. And I kind of got a little frustrated. And I was like, well, why are we talking about this if I'm not going to be able to drive for a while? Like, I'm not going to have a car of my own, so I'm not getting a license. So therefore, we don't need to talk about this. I was kind of just frustrated because I'm like, why are you putting rules on me when I don't have anything? Like, there's nothing there. But then after I got the surprise, I was like, oh, that's why you were setting me up with all these expectations. Like, you're not going here. No one's in the car. But that rule got lifted quickly because Bree was going to be in the car really soon.
How dangerous is the kitchen environment? Have you ever, like, burned yourself?
A lot of times.
Really?
I've burned myself a lot of times. I have a really bad burn here.
From what? The touching the pans?
The bottom of the pot. Got stuck on the bottom, like my hand got stuck on it. Like I was dumping a big pot into a mixer and like it's bigger than me, so like I'm holding it over and it's heavy and I'm trying not to burn myself, and it, like, my skin touched it and it got stuck for a second, so it wouldn't lift away, and like I could see my skin immediately start retracting, like it was like burning off. And then it slowly through the day got worse and worse and worse, and it was like I don't know, like, what degree burn, one of the chefs said. He was like, but it's really bad. And then, like, I remember at one point, they just, like, put, like, creams, like, burn creams on it that they had from, like, the hospital. But I think a bowl scraped my hand, like, one of the metal bowls scraped it, and it pulled, like, the skin that was healing, and it hurt so bad.
Do you know the show Below Deck?
No.
There's a show called Below Deck, and the chef, he's in this tiny kitchen because they're sailing on a yacht, and he scalped himself from, like, closing the freezer, and, like, his hair got caught or something, but he pulled through and kept cooking, and that's what we do.
No,
here.
Yeah, like, I still had to go about the shift, like, it was fine. Like,
yeah, you were still there two more hours.
Yeah,
no, you finish.
That was in the beginning of the day. That was the start of my shift.
Oh my god,
that was like literally 9 a.m.
Oh.
9 a.m. and then I slept the rest of the day and the rest of my week because it was the beginning of my week. So I just came back from my days off, and then I had to deal with that for the rest of my week.
And you're still there now?
No, I got fired. What happened? I got fired.
Yeah, no.
I know. Yeah, I got fired.
But you started doing Snapchat now.
Yeah, I got fired because of Snapchat. So then I was like, okay, well, I'll just focus all my attention on Snapchat. And now I'm like debating, because like now after we've moved and like now I'm settled in.
You're with just Bree now, your best friend?
Just Bree, yeah. We just now, just the two of us and our cats.
What kind of building is it?
It's just like a regular apartment building, but
do they have amenities in New York?
Some apartment buildings do, but they are the more expensive ones.
Oh.
like the ones with the amenities are like super expensive. Like you're lucky if you have a dryer and like washer in the building.
In the building, not even the unit?
Yeah, not even in the unit. Like it's rare. Like it's really rare and like it happens and like sometimes the price is more because of it. Sometimes they have like, they're like, oh, we have the washer dryer hookup. So if you bring your own, like you can hook it up in the unit.
But it has to be super tiny, right?
No, like the unit ones are like, it could be the normal size because that's what they have. But like we were lucky our first two places, they had laundry in the building. It wasn't in our apartment, but it was in the building, which was good enough for us. But this time it's not in our building. We have to go to the laundromat. But like luckily it's literally across the street. But this was our, I've never been to a laundromat before. I've never been, like literally never. I was so shocked by the way it worked. It was just so silly.
Like with dropping a quarter in?
No. First off, nothing is dropping a quarter anymore. Everything is so like, you literally have to go there and buy a laundromat card. You have to buy it for $10. Sick. You have to buy it. And then that's the way you reload your money onto it. And then you charge it at the thing. So the freaking washer is like, they have a small, medium, large, like different sizes. And it's like $4, $6, $7 to $9.
Per load?
Per load.
Are you kidding?
Mind you, like I'll give it to them. The washer size is huge in there. Like I think I had like the biggest amount of clothes like I have ever had like dirty waiting for me.
Yeah.
It was struggling to carry it across the street. Like it was heavy. And I stuffed it all in the medium. And
do you have
fit.
An elevator in your building?
No.
Hidaya!
We don't have elevator money.
Come on!
We moved all of our stuff ourselves. Like, we don't have movers. Like, we did it all ourselves up the stairs.
Even the mattresses?
Yeah. Our couch. Everything.
Good for you, girl.
We did it. Luckily, her dad helped on one of the days. Like, we did all of our, like, small stuff, the things we could carry. Like, I rented the van, I drove it, like, we did it. But then, like, for one day, her dad came and helped us with, like, our mattress, couch. Like, he helped us. Like, we had one guy to help.
New York's a different beast.
It is.
I'm surprised you went there because you had connections already in L.A.
I know, but I didn't like L.A.
You still don't?
I still don't love it.
Why?
I don't love the people.
But you love the people in New York?
I feel like it's easier. Like, I just... I don't like how like, you know, like the ditzy girls and like the kind like I don't know. That's not like, that's always what I've just seen because like I hang out with like Zane and them. So it's like I see like different types of things that probably I wouldn't see if I lived on my own because I'd be like,
right,
doing things differently. But like, I don't know. I just have this vision. So like of L.A. that I see in my head because how I've always seen it.
I'm so opposite
it's like,
of you.
Really?
I mean, because I'm from New Jersey, so I always saw New York as everyone keeps their head down, no one looks at each other, and everyone's so rude and nasty to each
but
other.
Everyone's not rude. I feel like people are pretty nice.
I don't know. I remember distinctly there's a day where no one's looking up. Everyone's just like...
Well, yeah, people mind their own business, and like they get to where they're going, which is nice. Like,
I guess.
You know, people don't need to be in everyone's business.
Maybe like, you are a New Yorker, I guess.
But, like, they'll help you if, like, they see you getting harassed on the train. Like,
has that happened to you?
I have. Like, I have, like, had, like, it was one of the days where I was going to work, like, or no, I think I was going to school, like, really early in the morning. And, like, I was wearing, like, sweatpants and a shirt because, like, I literally had to go change into, like, a chef uniform after, so it doesn't matter. And I'm on the train, and... I had my headphones on, so, like, and, like, I have it on where, like, noise cancellation, I can't hear a thing. And I'm looking down on the floor, and I just see some, like, a guy going like that. And he was like, and I move one, and he goes, "You're a thought." And I'm like, okay. And I just nod. I'm like, okay. And I just put my headphone back on.
NYC,
like,
baby.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? And he keeps going. And
oh,
he's
no.
Like, he was just like, I'm not even trying to sit. And I'd like pause my music, but I keep my headphones on just to like hear what he's yapping about.
To be
about.
Aware.
Yeah, just like know what he's trying to say. And he's just like, he's yelling. He's like, this Muslim slut, like that, like she, like he just kept going. He was like, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful, y'all. Like he's like talking to people, like I'm just trying to make her aware. Like I'm trying to teach her something. And like finally, I get off at like my stop, and some guy was like right behind me. He was like, oh my God, I did not even see. I thought he was just yelling at nothing. He's like, he didn't see me because he didn't see like a Muslim girl that he was yelling at. He just thought he was like yelling nonsense. So he's like, I did not see. Like, are you okay? Like, and I was like, no, I'm fine. And he was like, do you want me to walk with you? And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm fine. Like, he offered to walk through the next train because like we had to transfer.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm okay. But like,
I've had to do that too. I've like walked with girls. Maybe they thought I was following them. No, I'm kidding. But I've had to like walk behind people to make sure that they felt okay.
Because like people are just weird. People are weird.
Yeah.
But like the other day I was walking on the street and there was like literally obviously a very cracked out man. And he's like wobbling on the street and I'm like walking and I'm trying to like keep to one side, but he's like going around and he literally gets like this close to my face, like jumps and goes, ah! Like literally like gets
the
like,
jump scares are terrifying.
No, literally, and I literally like jumped and I was like, because I just, like, my whole heart dropped because I was, like, he got so close. And I was just, like.
I know. I remember one guy came up and, like, put his arm around me. I'm like, dude, too close, man.
Too close.
Back the fuck off. You did the roast of Zane. You're speaking in front of everybody. Was that terrifying?
I feel like I blacked out. Like, I don't remember.
Like, you just had courage to do it?
No, I was shaking.
Oh, you killed it?
No, like, I feel like if you, like, look in and zoom in on, like, me holding the papers, like, my hand shakes. Like, I'm really easy. Like, I have a really easy tell when I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Like, anytime, like, it'll be, literally be the smallest thing. Like, I'm meeting someone new, and I just feel, like, anxious. And you hand me something, my hand will literally start tremoring and, like, shaking. And, like, as I'm holding something. And Brie will notice it, and she'll look at me and be like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong with you? I don't know why. It's such a, like, I can't control it. So I was trying to keep my hand down with the papers.
Yeah.
But I felt like Zane at one point was, like, he noticed. He was like, I saw your hand shaking. It was, like, tripping out.
How proud of him? How proud of you was he for doing that?
I don't know. He never, like, I feel like he was, like, out the rest of the night.
He doesn't remember.
Like,
it.
He doesn't really remember. I don't think we talked about it.
That's so
and then
funny.
I had to leave the next morning because I had, like, school.
Yeah.
Or something. So, like, I had to leave. So, like, we didn't even really get to, like, catch up in the morning. Like, I had to go.
I thought that was so cool. You flew in, you did it, you killed it, and you left.
No, because when Zane was like, you're going to fly in just for the weekend, I was like, I guess. Because he was like, because I didn't want to miss school. Like, he was trying to be like, oh, just take a Friday. And I was like, but I didn't want to miss any school.
So you're all done with school now, though, right?
No, yeah. The program was 6 months, and then the last 3 months was in the restaurant, and then I worked a month in the restaurant, and then they fired me.
What's next for you now? Are you going to keep doing restaurant stuff?
Well, I want to find a job when I get back, because after I come back from L.A. to New York, I'm going to Lebanon.
Whoa.
For a few weeks.
How many times have you been there?
I've been there a few times growing up, but the last time I went was 6 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a while. So I'm excited to go. So I'm thinking when I come back, I'll start looking for things. Just, like, I don't want something as, like, draining because I still want to try to, like, do social media on the side. But I just kind of want something else. Get me out of the house. Like, more income coming in because, like, it's not as much. So it's, like, I just need, like, both revenues. So I'm hoping to find something not draining.
Are you going to Lebanon by yourself?
My parents are there. They actually flew in and they landed today.
Wow.
So I'm leaving from New York on, like, the 12th.
What kind of trip is that like?
I've only gone with my parents, so this is the first time I'm flying internationally by myself, so I'm a little nervous. But it's because I'm in New York, it's more direct flight. It'll be shorter. So I go from New York to Doha, and then Doha to Lebanon. It's a direct flight. So it's, like, 16 hours, I think, the first flight, and then the last one's 3 hours.
Do you visit family there?
Yeah, my dad's side of the family is there. So, like, only two of his brothers live in Canada, And then all of his other brothers and sisters live in Lebanon.
What's the culture like there?
It's so nice. I love it so much because I always just feel like, I just feel like at home there, even though like I didn't grow up there. I was not born there, but like I just feel more like comfortable there. Like they have all women beaches and pools and like
because like only women.
Yes, because like all the majority of the women wear hijabs there, so like they have beaches covered for like just women to go in, pools, water parks, like literally just for women.
When you say covered in since it's all women, are they allowed to take off the hijabs?
Yes.
On the beach?
Yeah, literally you can go in the water in the beach, like,
whoa.
Yeah. No, it's actually like it's, I'm looking forward to that the most.
I'm sorry, you said the beach, what else?
Beach, like pool, water park, like they have like a whole thing, like
for
a water
women
park,
only.
Yeah, like water park, pool, and then it connects into a beach, so like you go to all of it. Like,
and you and your mom are going to that?
Well, I don't know if she wants to go because no one else, I don't think she would want to go, but like I'm going for sure. I told them, drop me off, I'll spend the day, come pick me up later.
Do they have, is fitness a thing over there?
I don't know how many, I'm sure there are gyms in like probably in the cities and like downtown stuffs, but like I've never gone to one there.
Would they be female only gyms?
I wonder. I honestly, that would probably, because like even in Michigan, because there's a big Muslim community in Dearborn.
Yeah,
they have all women gyms, so it's like completely covered, like you can't see through the glass doors, and like it's for women, so like they can like wear whatever they want to wear, work out, no men allowed. And I feel like they should have that everywhere, because I feel like...
I agree. Men are the worst.
I just feel like it would make all the women feel more comfortable that they could just go to a gym where they don't need to feel like they're being looked at. They can wear whatever they want to wear, work out, and go home.
They have a few female gyms here.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to move. Because I don't know why they don't have one in New York. I would think New York would have something like that. I don't know why, but like I feel like they would.
What, is there a big Muslim community where you're from in Florida?
No, not really. Like... I feel like the Muslim community in Florida is, like, pretty spread out. Like, there's a bunch of different little communities everywhere. Like, they have, like, a good Pakistani mosque in Miami that we used to go to. And they have, like, a mosque in Pompano that was more Arabs. So, like, it depended where, like, what section you wanted to go to.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of different little communities, but, like... there weren't a lot of kids in the communities, like, practicing as much, if that makes sense. Like, it was mostly, like, the adults or with, like, little kids there. Like, there weren't teenagers there at that point. Like, there wasn't a youth group there because they didn't have youth showing up.
Right.
So that was the issue. Like, there was no one for me to talk to. Like, there was no one there.
When you travel to Lebanon, do you travel anywhere else around that area?
Sometimes we go up to, like, you mean in other countries around us? Or, like, countries in, or like, in cities? Lebanon? In Lebanon, yeah. Like, we usually, up in the mountains, like, they have, like, the most beautiful greenery. And, like, the water is, like, ice cold. And they'll have, like, where you can, like, they have tables in, like, these little rivers where the water is literally ice cold, just running through you. Tables set up in the middle. Like, you literally sit on a chair with your feet in, like, cold water. And, like, they have hookah. Like, they have snacks, tea, like... it's just those little things that, like, they don't have here. And, like, you couldn't go do and just chill. Like, you have to go to, like, a club or, like, a bar, like, a dinner table, like, a restaurant. But, like, there you could just, like, go into a mountain and, like, chill and, like, have tea and, like...
is there wildlife just walking around, too?
No, not really. Like, I haven't seen much, like crazy animals there. They have dogs and cats, like, walking around. Like, there's stray dogs and cats all around the villages, like, where my family lives. But there's not many, like, I think the most they have is, like, snakes, because they have so much, like, fruits and, like, olive trees and things growing that they have, like, a lot of snakes in, like, all of that, like, all the land and stuff.
You mentioned the hookah as well. Mm. Is there a significance with that, with your culture?
I don't know where, like, where it started, like, specifically, like, what the story, but, like, I know that Middle Eastern people love to smoke hookah because it's just, like, it's, like, calm parties, like, whenever they're at home, just chilling with, like, family coming over, like, it's just something, like, instead of smoking cigarettes, like, it just tastes better and doesn't smell the room, and, like, people don't mind it.
Do you hookah?
Yeah, my mom loves to, so my dad likes to, so I have with them. And, like, recently, one of our family friends got me, like, a mini hookah to have with me. So, like, I have it at my apartment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember me and my friends got really into it. And we would do all those different flavors of like grape and green apple. Like you got to explore so much.
Yeah. Blueberry mint is my favorite. Ooh. It's a nice mix.
You're going to go back to New York after you come back to Lebanon. What's going to be next for you in the restaurant journey?
I don't know. Zane was like, people were telling me that like I should just try to like sell things from my house, like make food, make desserts, like do cakes to order, things like that.
That would be awesome.
But like, I don't know how to like, I don't necessarily want people to come to my house to pick things up.
No, I think you just ship it.
Like, I can't ship a cake to someone. Like,
I think you can because people would pay for it. Do you know Gold Belly? That's like a shipping service for cake, but they sell it on ice. They ship it on ice, and then it comes frozen, and then you can thaw it out and eat it like that.
Oh.
But even, like, there's so many, like, stuffed cookie companies that are doing it.
Yeah.
Last Crumb, they're an incredible cookie company, too. I feel like you would kill it at that.
The only thing is right now is in our apartment, we don't have gas for our stove. We don't have
a
stove.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
You don't have a stove
no.
at all?
No. Like, we have the stove, but the gas company has not set up our gas yet because this was our first year with a gas stove. The last two apartments had an electric stove, so we never had to, like, set up a gas account. We've never had to do one. So we just was like, okay, perfect. We don't have to make one. So we had to make one this time, and we didn't realize how slow they were, and we probably should have started setting it up before we even moved in. But we didn't realize that it took forever.
Wait, but if you use your TikTok and leverage that and, like, did it live, you'd kill it. That's such a good idea.
I want to start making things. Once I get the oven to work, I can start cooking. Like, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, post videos, like, making recipes, like, doing different things. But, like, I haven't been able to.
I mean, you're so good at TikTok.
Really? I feel like I don't know what to do on TikTok. Like, I don't want to necessarily talk for some reason.
But your transitions and, like, your lip sync are so on point.
I try with that, and then, like, I think, like, doing, like, the voices with, like, my own caption is fun. But, like, when it comes, like, I would love to, like, how people can just talk on there. Like, I can't do that.
You
can. I
don't think you have it in you.
I don't think I can. Like, I want to do, like, a TikTok for, like, me traveling internationally for the first time by myself. Because I think that'd be fun.
That'd be
like,
really
fun. Like, I just
want
to, like, record that.
I mean, I'm so interested in Lebanon because
yeah,
I feel
and
like,
just, like, recording everything there.
Yeah, I want to see what the culture is actually like to really experience it.
No,
I think that'd
yeah.
be cool. I don't know.
It is.
I'm going to buy your cookies when you start selling them.
I got you. I have a great cookie recipe.
Really?
It's really good. It was from my school. They gave us like all these recipes to like go through without the year. But now I have all of them. And honestly, that was the best cookies I've ever had.
Where's your favorite pastries from like Entenmann's, grocery store type? Do you have a favorite one?
Like pastry?
Or even cookies type, like Keebler, Oreo, Chips Ahoy.
I like fresh baked cookies. I used to like I don't remember, like they had like the Chips Ahoy thins.
Yes.
They had a cinnamon like sugar kind of flavor.
Were they soft or hard?
No, they were hard, like crispy thin Chips Ahoy, but like they were like they had like cinnamon and they had like white chocolate chips in them. They were literally so good. Those were good, but like I don't like Chips Ahoy. Like I'll eat them, Chips Ahoy Oreos and all that, but like I prefer like fresh baked cookies, like even like the Pillsbury ones. Like,
oh,
I'm such a
sucker
so
for
good.
That artificial flavoring Keebler elves with three M&Ms in them.
The M&M ones are really good though. They are really good.
Yeah, because then you can like eat them
the
like in pieces.
Yeah.
Entenmann's cookie. Entenmann's donuts.
Donut. Powdered donuts.
I'm getting hungry.
Okay.
Cool. Well, that's it. Thanks
that's
so
it?
Much. Yeah.
That was so quick.
I know. Because you're used to doing 3 hours.
I feel like I was talking so much.
No, you were great. Okay. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Guys, Hidaya's Instagram and TikTok is going to be linked down below. Make sure to go follow her. Be on the lookout for the cookies. They're coming on sale soon.
Definitely soon.
Cool.
Soon.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Lightweights out.
Cool. Thank you so much.